It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the 306th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights of the past week's shows, sometimes some off-air interviews. This week I've got highlights from Mashup Monday. You submit your ideas for a mashup. Two songs you think sound kind of similar. Maybe you just want to hear them mashed up. Maybe they're not even songs. Maybe one's like the theme song to a TV show. For instance, last week we mashed up Inspector Gadget and Sabotage from the Beastie Boys. Kind of worked. This week, your submission, Mother Mother, Modern Love. And Yobas, What Does the Fox Say?
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse
That was a terrible song, wasn't it? It turns out that they kind of work.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. She's the type who likes to leave on all the lights. The elephant goes so as I start to tremble, she can watch my secrets die.
Ow, ow,
and it's true, yeah, it's true.
Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
Is there life on Mars? Well, who the hell knows? But if there is, NASA just got one step closer to discovering it. Turns out Mars isn't the arid desert we thought it was. Scientists revealed this week the red planet does actually have liquid water. Yeah, one of my top three favorite kinds of water. Hundreds of billions of dollars spent discovering that it even exists. We still don't even have a drop of it yet. A weird feeling this isn't going to be a cheap endeavor. And Burger King has an interesting offer lined up to celebrate Halloween this year. A special Halloween Whopper that'll come served on a black hamburger bun. BK says that A1 steak sauce will be baked into the black buns. They'll also use a little extra A1 sauce in addition to the traditional Whopper fixings. And as a funny statement of our priorities, it was actually trending above water on Mars for the first while on Twitter yesterday. And experts claim that sleeping naked leads to better sleep and even weight loss. Fun fact, also one of the top five reasons for getting kicked off the Greyhound bus. Don't ask me how I know that.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
The Pope is releasing a prog rock album. I'm not even joking. 11 tracks of Pope Francis's speeches set to original music by members of a 60s prog rock band out of Italy called La Orm. It arrives November 27th and will be called simply Wake Up. Too bad, I was hoping for a title more like Pope Jams 2015. And Vin Diesel must have seen his shadow when he crawled out of his Dodge Charger in the last film because, well, sounds like we're in for three more Fast and Furious movies. Diesel made the announcement on Facebook earlier this week. Next film is expected to hit theaters in April of 2017. And while Fast and Furious doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon, The Simpsons could be. Showrunner Al Jean said in a recent interview he can't imagine the show living on past its 30th season. Other Simpsons news, Smithers will finally come out of the closet. Only about 20 years after you first suspected. And question, is there a Kim and Kanye 12-step program? Because I feel like neither of us care about Kim or Kanye, but I can't stop talking about them. Turns out their second child is due on December 25th. Kanye West kid and born on Christmas Day. That kid's head is going to be so big they'll need 5 steps to get him out.
Lane Mitchell podcast.
Watch Netflix and chill. What exactly does that mean? Well, it doesn't involve chilling or Netflix. Apparently that is the new term for casual sex. So does this mean we're not using playing Scrabble anymore? Good to know. And big news, Twitter is working on a new product that will allow people to type more than 140 characters. Microsoft Word heard that, they were all like, right here, guys. And Keurig has launched a new machine called Keurig Cold. It allows people to make their own single servings of Coke, Sprite, and Dr. Pepper. Yeah, just using the little K-cups. Yeah, I try to imagine what an ad for that might sound like. How they would express the benefits of a Keurig that makes single-serving Coke. Sometimes, I don't want to grab a pop at the grocery store, the convenience store, the gas station, or the 47 Coca-Cola vending machines I pass along the way. Sometimes, I want to experience the pride you only get from making it yourself. I mean, sure, I didn't cure cancer, nor did I get around to filling out that job application. Hell, I'm still wearing my pajamas and I haven't left my apartment all day. But I did push this stupid little button and made myself a Coke.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Today on 90 Seconds, so much internet news. A new study on Twitter, by which I suppose I mean some bored guy sat around reading a bunch of tweets and noticed something. But apparently the way you tweet reveals a lot about you. The device you're tweeting from, even how much money you make. Recent analysis of over 5,000 tweets, again, not by me, I have a job, revealed that tweets made by mobile devices, cell phones, tablets, that kind of thing, tended to be more negative. The study also found that lower income tweeters tended to use more swear words, while higher income tweeters were more likely to discuss politics, business, and presumably where to find the best monocle store. And profile pictures as we know them could be on their way out. Facebook is testing 7-second looped videos as profile pictures. Neat enough idea, but it's weird enough to be sitting on the toilet scrolling through your newsfeed with pictures of your friends staring back at you. I mean, a moving video? That'd be like dropping a deuce in front of an audience. It's weird, right? And hey, you've heard of Yelp, that app for rating restaurants and such? Well, there's a new app launching next month called People, and it's basically Yelp for humans. It lets you rate people you know, like your ex-girlfriend, co-workers, the guy next door, all using a 5-star system. The terrifying part, you can't even opt out.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, look at this. Wanksy is back. You've heard of Banksy, right? Well, Wanksy is a vandal who keeps drawing penises on roads near potholes. His latest target is actually a street called Cock Lane. And a spokesman for the local city council said plans are actually in the works to resurface that road. And it's one of the fastest growing cosmetic surgery procedures among men. What is it? Beard transplants. 600 beard transplant procedures performed in North America last year alone. And what is the it Christmas gift of 2015? Drones. Yeah, the FAA expects that 1 million small unmanned aerial vehicles will be sold for Christmas this year as toys. That includes everything from, you know, real cheap toys to high-end quadcopters. I have a feeling it could be a difficult holiday for conspiracy theorists. Just put on your tinfoil hat, go down to the basement, you'll be fine. In movie news, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Al Pacino will star in a new movie. I read that, I was like, let me guess, it will be called Three Hitmen. It will be called I Heard You Paint Houses. That wasn't even close. Oh, wait a minute. It's a book based on Charles Brandt's I Heard You Paint Houses, the story of the biggest mob hit in history.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.